Take a second with me, moms, and think about what your conversations with God sound like. Do you find yourself stuck in a repetitive, mundane, broken record kind of prayer life? Do you struggle sometimes to find the words to express what's on your heart? Are you finding it difficult to break away from self-consumed prayers? We're going to talk through all of this and learn how to live a truly enriched prayer life here on the podcast episode today. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey everyone, and welcome in to today's episode of the Mom Life Community Podcast. I'm your host, Erin, and today we're going to take a look at what lies on the other side of taking two vitally important spiritual disciplines, praying and reading God's word, what it looks like when we combine these two things. We're going to talk through why we should do this, how we can do it. We're going to walk through an example together. And then we're going to wrap up with some practicals because we are moms, we are busy, and practicals make a world of difference. So, okay, why sit with our Bibles open and use the words on these pages to talk to God? Aren't my prayers supposed to come from my heart? How could what I'm reading from this historical text possibly relate to what is going on in my everyday life as a mom? Well, the benefits to using God's word in prayer are many. Firstly, it allows us to ground our prayers in His truth. You will know with certainty that you are praying in accordance with God's will when you pray in His word. It also offers us an expanded biblical vocabulary and pushes us beyond repetitive and mundane, and dare I say, sometimes thoughtless prayers. Speaking back God's words to Him allows Him to mold our hearts as we remind ourselves of His truths as we combat against a self-centered prayer life. It helps us gain a deeper understanding of the character of our Lord and what He has revealed to us. The act of praying scripture allows 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 to become alive in our lives, as all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Here's a practical way to help us understand this better. So, moms, don't we have tools in the toolbox that help us to ensure that our children are paying attention to us when we're talking to them and giving directions? One of the most effective ways to know if my child understands me when I have given him a direction is having him repeat it back to me. Verbally repeating the directions helps him to gain a clear understanding of what was spoken to him and allows me as his mom to be sure my words are clear. The same applies to repeating what God speaks to us in His word. We allow the words to sink deeper. We gain another experience with it. We're able to really meditate and focus as we're praying the words back to God. And if something we just read is confusing to us, we're able to talk it through with God. And He may even prompt us to dig a little deeper into some words or phrases or full sections of scripture. Okay, so we've established our why. Now, how can we put this into practice? Well, okay. The first thing we need to be honest about is whether or not we're spending time in His word. Moms, we are all busy, and from my experience with my oldest being 9, it doesn't slow down. I've had a mentor share honestly that unless we as young moms establish a rhythm of time in God's word now, it is likely never going to come. Now, let me be clear. It is never too late to make daily Bible reading a habit. You just need to start. There are countless scripture plans out there. If you're a type A grandmaster plan person, there's plenty out there to choose from. And, you know, I have no intentions to berate this point, but it also can't be overemphasized. I know so well the quiet time with God with little kids is hard, but it can look different in different seasons of motherhood. Maybe it's totally quiet while the kids are still sleeping, or it's done while naps are happening. Maybe the kids are around when you're in your Bible. I often think to myself and give myself a reality check about what the kids are going to remember about how I spent my time sitting. Was it on my phone, or was it with a book, or better yet, my Bible out in front of me? So, step one, be reading His Word. Next, as you are under the teaching and discipleship of God's Word, you will be able to use the passage you read as a framework for your prayer. Now, I need to explain something here. You need to be aware of the danger that is picking out scripture and praying through it in isolation. You run the risk of misinterpreting what God is saying, and we certainly want to avoid that. So it's important to remember to take a text as a whole and know that the verses build upon one another. Now, that doesn't mean you need to read an entire book of the Bible before you use His words in your prayer life. It just serves to us as a reminder that cherry picking can lead to a false understanding sometimes. So the next step is really very simple. Read your Bible and pray. It's not super complicated. You're going to want to read a passage all the way through and pray. It can be as simple as saying God's words back to Him, or using the ideas as a framework to praise, to confess, or to petition as it relates to your particular circumstances. We're going to walk through this together in just a moment, but truthfully, there are some sections of scriptures that might be a little bit easier to do this with. This isn't to say that we can't use all of God's word in prayer. It just means that there are some beautiful books that actually have prayers in them, and many that can relate to our personal circumstances and situations, despite being written thousands of years ago. It's really incredible when we think about that. My first thoughts go to the Psalms and the variety found there. We can read David's lamenting and suffering he experienced and how he took it to God. We can also read in Psalms wonderful details about the nature of God and His great glory. We can read how He cares deeply for us. Like we said earlier, it's super important to have some context established, especially as it pertains to the genre of the book of the Bible you're reading. So, for example, there are many historical narratives in the Bible. You will need to be aware that some words or conversations that people are having, or events that take place are not always going to be something we want to pray for in our own lives. Throughout the Old Testament, for example, we see repeatedly the Israelites groaning and complaining and creating false idols for themselves. Obviously, this is something that we personally don't want to do for ourselves. So we don't want to imitate these people just because they're in the Bible. However, we can use it as a means of reflecting on any of our own tendencies to do the same and ask God for His forgiveness and help. No matter where you are, moms, in the Bible, when you're doing this, there are questions that we can ask to process biblically what we read. The questions are, what does this passage say about who God is? What does this show us about ourselves? And what are we called to do or be in light of this? Now, this isn't something that has to take long to sift through. It could take seconds if something very obvious about God is in the text. Or sometimes it's going to allow us to go really deep and prompt us to grapple with some passages that we're reading. But once we have a good understanding of the answers to these questions, we can use God's words to formulate our prayers. Okay, so let's go through an example together. Let's look at Psalm 139, and we're going to read it together and then work through some of those questions we just mentioned, and then speak it out in prayer. So Psalm 139 reads, 1 through 6. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. So you're going to hear as I pray that I'm acknowledging who God is, what that means about me, and the way I can apply it to my life as I pray and reflect. So this is how I could use this scripture to pray. Heavenly Father, you are all-knowing, not just about the way the universe works, but God, you know everything about me. There is no one that understands me better than you do, Lord. It gives me so much joy and reassurance that you see me when no one else does. You see all the ways I serve as a mom, and it is only by you holding me together that I can be a mom that can point these children to you. I can never fully understand how you do this, how you know all my words before I speak them, but I'm so grateful that you do. And I ask that your spirit would help my words to always be ones that are full of your goodness. I cannot contain how holy, set apart, and wondrous you are. Let me never take for granted your sovereignty and wisdom. Amen. Trust me when I say I could never off the cuff, in my constant sleep-deprived and sometimes over-caffeinated state of life I am in right now, I could never pray words so deep and full of admiration like these ones. Words that won't sound like my prayer from yesterday without using these beautiful words to speak. I want to leave you with a few quick practicals as it relates to what we talked through. So number one, you can use memory verses that your kids are learning to pray. Quick reminder to be careful about context, but they're typically pretty safe to use and won't be misinterpreted. God was really cool to give me this practical the other morning. So at my kids' school, they learn a new memory verse every week, and they're tested on Fridays to see if they have it memorized. We have a solid half-hour drive to school right now, so we go over the boys' spelling words, and we go over the memory verse every morning. And we have a good rhythm that before I let the kids out of the car, we pray. Usually it's just me praying. Sometimes the boys jump in, but God inspired my prayer the other day to use their verses as I prayed over their morning, and it was really cool. My first grader's verse was Romans 12:10, which says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." I pray almost every morning that the boys would show the love of Jesus to everyone they come across today, and while there's absolutely nothing wrong with that prayer, using Eli's memory verse for quite literally the same point in prayer was really cool. So if your kids are in Christian school or they're being homeschooled, or you are, you know, maybe your kids attend Awana, or you're a family that memorizes verses. We can use them and capitalize on those moments to take what's already going on in our kids' worlds and use them when we're praying with them. Okay, practical number two, you can use what you're reading in Sunday service. It would be a great way to drive home the sermons that we're hearing for that short time on Sunday, and just continue to like sift through them, remind ourselves of what we learned, and then, you know, pray those words back to God. Number three, you can use what you scroll past. Oh boy. So, you know, depending on the accounts we're following, we may be seeing scripture throughout the day. I hope you are. If you don't follow us at the Mom Life Community on Instagram, this is one thing that we do pretty often is, you know, share God's word. So you can use, instead of just scrolling past onto the next thing, we could see that scripture. And especially if it's something that we know the context of, we could use it as a prayer to God. And I mean, man, what a great opportunity to redeem the scroll. Am I right? Okay. Number four, practical number four, use what a friend sends to encourage you. I really hope that you are blessed by a Mom Life community wherever you are, and that you have fellow Christian mom friends that you can lean on. And sometimes in different situations, we're sending each other, you know, verses or, you know, what we come across that God shares, puts on our hearts. And so if a friend blesses you in that way, it's great to read that scripture, and you can take it a step further and pray it over your life. And practical number five, pray scripture with your husband, with your kids, with your friends. You know, it can be hard sometimes to know what to say in people's, you know, particular situations, but we don't have to rack our brains when God has so much wisdom right here in front of us in our Bibles. Okay, number six, lastly, we can literally insert the names of our loved ones right in scripture. You will be praying in God's will with absolute certainty. And it's so relieving knowing we don't have to reinvent the wheel on this. God's got us, God's got our people, and we can open up God's word to revitalize and really level up our prayer lives. Well, moms, I hope that this has encouraged you. I hope that it revitalizes us to be more intentional in spending time in prayer with God, and knowing that He has so many words right in front of us that are that are Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Word made flesh, and what's really cool when we dig into certain scriptures is that we know that Jesus is praying for us in heaven, and so when we join forces with the Word of God, we are joining forces with Jesus. And we can also see in scripture that the Holy Spirit interprets our prayers to God. So know that you are never praying alone, that God is guiding you. And when you open up His Word, you are praying in His will. Well, moms, here at the Mom Life Community Podcast, we know and believe that every mom has a story, and we can't wait to hear yours. Talk to you soon, friends.